It's the ABCs, High School Teachers Really Need to Know, Season 3, Episode Number 9, Inspect Your Why. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe, or buy the books on Amazon.com. Look, I got to be honest with you, if you hear water hitting the window that's right next to me where I record, I want you to know that no, our streak has not been broken, and if you've been listening for a few weeks, you know that we have been in this intense heat wave, as most of the country is, and in our neck of the woods, it has not rained but one time in the last month and a half, and that one time was literally 5 minutes. We are in an intense drought, and so what you're hearing is that sprinkler going hard and hitting my window. I'm playing a little bit of pretend, going, it's rain, and my water bill is not going to be $1 million this month. So that's what you're hearing, so forgive me for that, but I am desperately trying to get that yard watered. So there's that. And I got to tell you, I wanted to share a little bit with you this week. I don't often spend a lot of time talking about things that are sort of off topic and rambling about myself. I'll share anything. I'm an open book. You email, contact me, whatever. I'll share with you, answer questions, because I'm going to ask them back. I guess I value your time enough to not really ramble that much, other than maybe in the first couple of minutes of each episode, share a little bit of information with you, not only sort of about my life, but also just the current events, whatever may be going on. And you know that if you've been listening to any length of time, but I don't talk a lot about myself. One, you're getting a whole episode after episode of my commentary on this or that. So I do limit that, but I did want to share a little bit today, just to sort of talk about, because it's really in line with what I'm going to talk about today, and that is inspect your why, W-H-Y, why, and when we talk about our why, you know, you've seen that, and especially in the last couple of years, and trendy PDs and books, and I hate hovering around cliches and things that we hear all the time, unless I'm going to take them out on a new spin or talk about it from a different perspective, and that's really what I'm going to do today. But I do want to talk about this one because it is so important. But earlier this week, I was talking with a former student, and I got to tell you too, when I say former student, that can mean a lot of things, because obviously in the classroom for so many years, I've got a lot of former classroom students, but I've also got, you know, even more students in other sort of veins of what I do, because I have coached such a long time. I've done martial arts and coached for, you know, 3 decades. So I've got a lot of former students. And this particular student was a former student that I had in the classroom. Now he's 22 now, and he actually is on my martial arts deck. And you know as well as I do, it's such a blessing to kind of see former students and interact and reconnect, because it's sort of, you get to see that grown-up version of and product of all that effort and time we invested. And it's good to see that and see kind of where they end up. But anyway, this former student said something to me because the podcast came up. Now, you got to understand, I'm very self-conscious, and I don't want that to be taken as, you know, I always want to be perfect and all that, because that's not, I am meticulous. But when I say self-conscious, I really don't like talking about myself, or, you know, when people are reading, you know, or listening to my stuff, reading my books or listening to my podcast in front of me or talking about it. It makes my skin crawl, to be honest with you, because I'm just not a self-promotional type of person. And I know that is probably completely opposite than what many of you may think, because I'm obviously doing a podcast. But a podcast for me is a very introverted thing, right? Because number one, I'm not selling the podcast episodes, but two, I sit at my desk and share with you things and professional strategies and things like that. That's kind of an introverted thing to do. It's in this room, it's me and a microphone. So I am not used to sort of promoting and doing all those things, which is fine, because it doesn't meet my purpose, right? My purpose is to share. But anyway, this student actually brought up the podcast, and he goes, Mr. Marmucci, you know, you sound so different in your podcasts. And I kind of process that as I always do. I'm one of those intense thinkers, and I'm going to think about it. And I kind of was like, is that a bad thing? Because he wasn't trying to, you know, land a jab or give any commentary. He just simply said it and kind of was nonchalantly going on about his day. But he didn't realize that that really kind of affected me, because I was like, all right, what does he mean by different? And he kind of went about, like I said, doing his thing. And I kind of followed up with, what do you mean? He goes, I don't know. You just sound really, really different. And I don't know if it's teachers or just people being, you know, sort of, you know, we're always our worst critics. But I was like, okay, so this is a bad thing. That's kind of how I internalized it. And then I sort of stopped and sort of thought about it a little bit more. And I said to myself, well, all right, wait a second. Why would, you know, he perceived the podcast in me. He's known me for years. By this point, I've known him since he was 14. So, you know, you're talking 8 years, right? So why would he say that? And that's that feedback that I should be really in tune with. And so, you know, I thought about it and thought about it. Again, that's what I do. And that's what we all really do when we're trying to grow and get better. And first I went to the obvious aspect, and as I said a second ago, it's me and this microphone when I'm talking into it. The one thing that I'm missing is you, meaning you're not here physically, and I'm not able to have that back and forth relationship, which is, by the way, why it depends so much on those emails, and I love your commentary because that helps me, and I feel like that establishes that. But I did think to myself, well, that's a really important difference between me in this medium and in this setting, as opposed to any of the other teaching sessions or settings that I do operate in, and that's because I don't have students interacting with me, and I realized, quite literally, I feed off of that. And as any good teacher should. And honestly, you know, without the feedback and all those things. And of course, as a podcaster, you look at downloads, and I mention those. And, you know, again, you get some kind of feedback. You know, if you're terrible, you'll be off the air and won't get the downloads. You'll end up wasting your time. And, you know, you'll only have a couple of listeners. So the feedback is there somewhat through downloads, but again, more importantly, is the emails and the feedback that I get. So first and foremost, to his comment, I thought, all right, so the relationship, that shows relationship is so important, because it actually, as I thought about it more and more, does change, because I do, and I'm very self-conscious about this when I'm doing the podcast. I'm like, man, you know, I'm just talking at him, and that's so opposite of the way that I teach, which has honestly made this forum the most challenging medium I've ever tried to work in, because I'm not somebody who just likes to talk at students or talk at colleagues or talk at, you know, podcast listeners. And of course, in this forum, it's hard to do much of anything else without a, you know, live interaction of some kind. And it did make me think about, just kind of summing this aspect up and tying it into our episode here, it did make me think, one, reinforce the importance of relationships and why it's really important to connect. And two, it did show me in a tangible way how it changes us. And when we as teachers don't set up sort of that relational side, it has an impact. It does become talking at you 100%. And of course, again, in a podcast, that's what, you know, we're trying to do, is set up connection and sharing. And it obviously is a different forum. But think about that in terms of your own classroom. And then number three, relating it to this episode and why I wanted to talk about it, is this episode is entitled Inspect Your Why. And of course, again, you've heard somebody ask you, you know, to identify your why, or what is your why? And you need to know that. And this episode is entitled Inspect Your Why, meaning you really need to ask yourself and look at everything, really inspect, really identify what your motives are, why you do what you do. And I'm asking you to think about that and sharing the story that I'm sharing with you, because number three on that, you know, sort of thing that I process with that story is I realized that in this podcast, my why is a little bit different than the why in the classroom. And I, you know, as I go back and listen to episodes, I realize when episodes sort of land the way that I want them to land, and it has a lot to do with what I say, certainly, and how I build those arguments and discussions, but also I realize that my best argument, or episodes rather, and arguments, I guess, are those that, you know, tie directly into my why. And 95% of this stuff does, and no, that's not a way to say 95% of my episodes are fantastic, but what I mean is those episodes that more directly correlate with my why are just better. And that's why I feel things like episodes on grading and episodes on mastery and relationships and coaching, those are always so easy for me to do because they connect with me and I hope in turn connect with you. You know, it's easier for me to be identifying my why in those kinds of episodes. It's easier for me to be more emotionally attached. You know, I'm a soul believer that everything we talk about each and every week is an absolute must in a classroom, or it wouldn't be on this podcast. I believe in them 110%. And you know, you'd be hard-pressed to change my mind. But at the same time, there are things that I think move the needle more easily, such as mastery, coaching, grading, those kinds of things. You know, so that why is important. And anyway, so as I thought about that, I thought, well, you know, my why here is different because here, what's my why? It's to work with professionals, to share, to build a network. And I'm passionate about those things, but that's different than my why when I'm in the classroom or on the martial arts deck and you're, you know, focused so much on individualizing a standardized process, as I always say, where you're building, you're investing in one individual at a time. And of course, you'll say that's the goal on the podcast as well. I want this to land individually for you. But really and truly, you'll take the message and apply it in the way that fits you. You know, you'll agree with me sometimes, you'll disagree with me sometimes, and that's very individual. And that's a goal. But at the same time, it's different because there's this obvious gap between you and I. And it puts me in this position of where I'm talking at you. And so my why has to be a little bit different. You know, because I don't roll over out of bed and then get to come and visit with you and learn about what's going on with your life and helping you overcome your individual struggles. That's different. And so I'm kind of going backwards at this topic today because that should illustrate for you, even in your own lives, how your why, one, has to be identified. But two, as it changes, you know, it's all easy for me under an umbrella and go, okay, well, this is all about making students better and teachers better and making myself better, right? But if you think about it, the whys are a little bit different because obviously I'm not working with you as individuals to build that growth. Meaning on a day-to-day basis. I don't know you through this medium, which I hate, by the way. You know, but that's, again, the nature of the beast. That's what makes the classroom so amazing. So my whys are a little bit different. And what drives me in the classroom or on the martial arts deck or in music practices or on the fields of play is seeing those folks tangibly develop, improve. I can't see that with you, but I can sure pray every single day that you know your why and can connect with this podcast and get better. You something, if even one thing I've ever said to you connects and lands, then I consider that successful. I know the things and feedback that you've given me over the years has been amazingly impactful to me. And a lot of what I'm sharing with you comes from those classroom experiences, come from all of those experiences that I've had as a human being or in these other coaching climates that I do. But even as connected, and that's the point of this episode, even as connected as these educational initiatives or educational roles may be, they're still slightly different, and my why in turn is very different. And in your own life, think about that in your own way. You know, do you sort of prioritize the why behind your own personal kids versus your kids in the classroom? Certainly not. You know, you probably, like most people, prioritize your own kids. And so your why is a little bit different. And you really have to dissect your why. When I talk about inspecting it, and you know, and the question goes, all right, well, do you love kids? And you say, I do, and that's why I teach. But it really is more than that, right? You can't just sort of look at your why and go, all right, it's because I love kids, that's why I teach. Because that's not true, you wouldn't do it for free. You wouldn't do it for free. Not because you're not, you know, servant-hearted or want to volunteer and you love kids enough to be able to want to do those things, and maybe you do some volunteer teaching. But my point is, you have a family to support. You have needs of your own that must be met. So when you're looking at your why, you've got to take those things into account, which is really what I'm sort of getting at. Because when you're looking at your own why, and you analyze where you're happy in your life, professionally and otherwise, and where you're unhappy in your life, professionally and otherwise, the reason it's so important to investigate and inspect your own why is to help you identify things that you can work on to be happier. The things that you can work on to sort of achieve what you're wanting to achieve. You know, we all seek to be happy and effective. We want to be good at what we do. That's that self-realization and that self-achievement. We want those things. That's that confidence. We want to be liked. We want to know that we're effective. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can't do that if you don't inspect your why. You know, you can be a fantastic content deliverer of content, facilitator. You can be really great at the nuts and bolts of teaching and still be unhappy. Why? Because you probably are missing something in your why. You know, you can be a great teacher and just totally undervalued in pay or not respected in your environment. And you know as well as I do, that leads to unrest and leads to a void of some kind. And you know that. Something's missing. Why? Because you are not addressing all the things in your why. Yes, you want to be a teacher, but you also want to be valued. You also want to be safe, protected, supported. And it's those things, honestly, a lot of times that sort of, you know, makes the house collapse because we're not addressing those things in our why. And if you don't ask yourself those important questions, you know, why am I doing this? And what's important to me? What are the parts of that why? Then you're not going to be effective. And you know, I say all the time, if you're not at your best, then your kids aren't going to be at their best. Bottom line. You know, and in looking at your why, you do need to ask yourself questions like these. You know, do you like kids? I mentioned that. Do you actually love kids? Do you like working with kids? You know, I'll be honest. I run into a lot of classrooms where I sometimes wonder. I'm like, does this teacher even like kids? Like working with young people who are in this developmental stage? Sometimes I wonder, particularly those teachers who sort of run this video up front in the top of the room and the kids aren't really involved, right? They're just watching a movie. They're not really engaged in what you're doing. And then I see, honestly, some downright nasty attitudes from teachers to kids. You know, not just leaving them behind, but also just downright not constructive, not relationship first. So you got to ask yourself, as part of your why, do you actually like kids? Do you love what you do? Do you seek outcomes? You got to ask yourself that question. And then as a follow-up to that, do you actively work towards building on your why. Meaning, if you love kids and generating sort of those, sort of, I guess the best way to say it, those maximum academic outcomes and all the outcomes beyond academic that we seek as teachers, do you work to get better in order to help them achieve those outcomes? You know, that's what I ask all the time for these teachers who've kind of checked out. Maybe they're, you know, been doing it for a lot of years and have kind of gotten into coast mode and not wanting to grow. I ask them, I said, you know, if one question one is, do you love kids and do you love seeing them achieve those outcomes? And then number two, if that's true, are you actively engaged in getting better? Or have you moved into comfort zone? You know, do you practice what you preach with your kids? Do you, you know, you're sitting here driving them to want to learn and stay curious, to love learning. Do you still love that? And the reason that's important, these are the basic questions that tie back to your why. Because if you can't answer those questions in the affirmative, you're going to be affected. And so those are sort of the first questions you got to ask yourself about teaching. Because if you answered no to any of those questions, again, do you like kids, students, you know, same thing. Do you work to get better? And do you practice what you preach as far as, you know, staying curious and being a continuing learner and all those kinds of things? You know, if you can't answer all of those in the affirmative, that's going to affect you in the classroom as well as your kids. Because that ties directly into your why as an educator. And if you answered affirmative to all of those questions, now continue to inspect your why. Can you afford to do this? Do you have the energy to do this? Are you able to separate business and personal? We know that, again, that line, sometimes we, you know, it blurs, but we've got to be able to do that. There needs to be, you know, an at-home mat and an at-work mat, and that needs to be a line. Can you disconnect is what I'm saying. And until you actually inspect all of your why, looking at all of your motives, and find out if you're really addressing all of your why, which when I said earlier that we're kind of attacking this, you know, backwards, what I mean by that is, if I wasn't clear a second ago, is we all get that we need to understand our why. But when I say talking about the topic kind of or going at it backwards, I'm talking about understanding that if we don't know what the end goal is, meaning we don't understand our why, we cannot build to get better. And that's what this whole episode is about, is understanding our why so we can get better and generate those outcomes, and not just for your students, but for you as well. You have one life on this planet, one, and you have chosen to do one job on this planet. And it may look a lot of different ways, and you may have a lot of different roles, but your role, your job on this planet, you've chosen it. You got to know why you're doing it, and you got to be at your best. You want it to generate happiness. And of course, we already learned and we've talked about over and over again that that's also how you get students to be at their best. You know, be at our best as often as we possibly can. And if you're not happy, you got to find out why and start seeking that happiness. So maybe it's about empowerment as much as anything. Here in this episode, I'm empowering you to really self-reflect on your why. Ask those questions. It may seem corny to you. Ask yourself, am I happy? Why am I not? How can I get that way? Are all those questions that I asked, can I answer those in the affirmative? And if you can, you're really on just an incredible track. And if you're not, and you're answering no to some of those questions, find out how you can, you know, sort of get to that point where you can say yes. And then, once you understand your own why, you can then perform in a way that will absolutely benefit not only your kids, as I said a second ago, but everyone in your life, including yourself. It's so important. Don't wake up tomorrow without knowing why you do what you do. That is it for this week. Thank you for letting me share a little bit. Looking forward to seeing you next week. And until then, remember to like, comment, and subscribe, or buy the books on Amazon.com. Until then, see you down the road.